Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. Today's video I have for you is Obama's speech at the news correspondents' dinner. And this takes place every year in America. You have a room full of reporters from all the news agencies and people giving speeches. And Obama's is one of those speeches. And he makes a lot of jokes, he's very funny. And if you have time, you should watch the whole speech. It's really funny and really interesting. Okay, now let's have a look at today's sentence. Even some foreign leaders, they've been looking ahead, anticipating my departure. Last week, Prince George showed up in our meeting in his bathrobe. That was a slap in the face. Even some foreign leaders, they've been looking ahead, anticipating my departure. Last week, Prince George showed up in our meeting in his bathrobe. That was a slap in the face. Okay, now we look at the first word there, foreign. This is an adjective, 就是国外的意思, located outside a particular place or country, and especially outside your own country. For example, there are many people from foreign countries living in Taiwan. Now, foreigner. Foreigner, this is a noun, 就是外国人的意思, a person who is from a country that is not your own. For example, foreigners sometimes find it difficult to settle in a new country. Now, anticipating, 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 this is a verb, 就是拭目以待的意思, to expect or look ahead to something. With pleasure, to look forward to something. For example, I am eagerly anticipating the new James Bond film. Now, anticipate. Anticipate. This is a verb, 就是预期的意思, to expect or look ahead to something with pleasure. For example, the husband eagerly anticipated his wife's arrival. Now, anticipation. This is a noun, 就是预期的意思, a feeling of excitement about something that is going to happen. For example, there was a high level of anticipation in the crowd before the final of the World Cup. Now, departure. Departure. This is a noun, 就是卸任的意思, the act of leaving a job, an organization, etc. For example, the president is due to depart from office this year. Now we have depart. Depart. This is a verb, 就是去一趟的意思, to leave a place, especially to start a journey. For example, the train will depart in 5 minutes. Now let's look at departed. This is an adjective. 就是过去的意思, no longer living. It's used in a polite way to say that someone has died. For example, we have come to say goodbye to our departed friend. Now we look at slap. This is a verb, 就是怪或者讲击的意思, to hit someone or something with the back or with the front or back of your hand. For example, the woman slapped the man after he insulted her. Now let's look at an idiom here, slap in the face. 就是当头棒喝的意思, a surprising act that offends or insults someone. For example, the wrong national anthem was played at the conference. What a slap in the face for the president. Now let's look at leader. This is a noun, 就是领导者的意思, someone or something that leads others, such as a powerful person who controls or influences what other people do. For example, the leader of the UK, David Cameron, resigned a few days ago. Now let's look at leadership. This is a noun, 就是领导的意思. This means the power or ability to lead other people. For example, there is a need for new leadership in the UK after the Brexit vote. Yes, this was the big news in the UK. David Cameron resigned after he lost the Brexit vote, and now the UK is out of the EU. Big news, maybe you've seen it on the news. Okay, now let's look at lead. This is a verb, 就是引导的意思, to guide someone to a place, especially by going in front. For example, the company is being led by a very effective CEO. Now we look at leading. Leading. This is an adjective, 就是领导的意思, having great importance, influence or success. For example, Tom Cruise is one of the leading actors in Hollywood. Now let's look at bathrobe. Bathrobe. This is a noun, 就是浴袍的意思. After staying at the hotel, I took all the free items from my room, including the bathrobes. Now let's look at bath. This is a noun, 就是浴缸的意思. I love to have a bath with candles and nice music. Now, finally, we look at robe. Robe. This is a noun, 就是长袍的意思. The priest wore a purple robe at the ceremony. Okay, and now the sentence one more time. Even some foreign leaders, they've been looking ahead, anticipating my departure. Last week, Prince George showed up to our meeting in his bathrobe. That was a slap in the face.